You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Riley, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Riley the Red Pill, coming at you. And today, it's a great day, y'all. You know why? Because we're tapping into the month of May. May, it's a powerful month. It's a month of renewal and growth. It brings the beauty of blooming flowers, warmer weather, and longer days. It symbolizes new beginnings, fertility, and abundance. And in many cultures, May is associated with festivities, such as May Day, celebrations, honoring nature, and the coming of spring. It is a time to appreciate the beauty of nature and embrace the energy of growth and vitality. But more importantly, May is also recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month, highlighting the importance of mental well-being and reducing a stigma around mental health issues. It's time to raise awareness, y'all. Promote understanding and encourage support for those facing mental health challenges. As we celebrate the beauty of spring and renewal, let's also remember to prioritize our mental health and support each other, especially on our journeys towards well-being. So tonight, I want to talk about some things that are very close to me and dear to my heart. First and foremost, y'all know I love our communities, our cultures, and our villages. So I want to start out by talking about youth mental health. As someone who's been around a block a few times, I've firsthand understand the unique challenges young people face in today's world. Now, having children of my own and grandchildren as well, it's important for me to focus and delve into our youth of today, because we are still maintaining the way and giving guidance to help them overcome the academic pressures, the expectations, and life being bombarded against them. So first off, let's talk about academic pressure. From a young age, kids are bombarded with expectations to excel academically, right? And we've encouraged that as well, to get to those top grades and secure our future. But what happens when that pressure becomes too much? Where do we put that focus at? How do we then help our children to deal with that? Because many young people struggle silently and afraid to speak up for fears of being seen as weak or not measuring up. In a society that we've led our children to understand just that. But let's not forget about the influence of social media. As in this day and time of AI, digital age, our young ones are constantly connected, comparing themselves to others, and seeking validation through likes and followers, right? Now, come on, that's true in fact. Even into adulthood, how many times do you all spend a lot of your time looking at your social media, posting, and then going back and checking your followers and your likes, comparing them to others? Come on, I know y'all be doing this. Comparing your likes to others, trying to find out what will influence your following, and making that a priority. But behind those perfectly curated profiles lies a world of anxiety, insecurity, and unrealistic standards. So let's get to the real about the stigma around mental health in schools and communities. So I'm going to step back because there's still more, folks. Despite all the progress we've made, there's still this lingering belief that mental illness is something to be ashamed of, something to hide away. And that stigma, that's what's keeping our kids from reaching out for the help that they so desperately need. That's what's holding our community back from our men and our women for seeking the help they desperately need. But it's all not doom and gloom, family. There is hope. There's you there's me, and there's a role we can play in supporting our young ones, our adult ones, and our mental health. As parents, educators, and peers, we all have a part to play. So what we need to do is to create environments where our kids feel safe to open up about life and about struggles, where they know that they won't be judged or dismissed. It's about fostering resilience. It's about fostering resilience. It's about teaching our kids that it's okay not to be okay and giving them the tools they need to navigate life's ups and downs. So let me state that again, because although I'm speaking about our youth, this taps into our adulthood too. This taps into adults. It taps into young adults. It taps into elders. It taps into our whole society. We need to create environments where our kids and us as a whole feel safe to open up about our struggles, where we know that we won't be judged nor dismissed. And we go about that by fostering resilience, teaching our kids, teaching our adults, teaching our young adults that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. That is a very big statement. And giving them the tools that they need to get to navigate life's ups and downs. So as I speak about tools, let's talk about recognizing the signs of mental health or mental distress, if you will, in our young ones. And it's not always easy, but it's very crucial. So whether it's changing behavior, mood swings, withdrawing from activities they once enjoyed, we need to be vigilant and ready to offer support. But here's the kicker, folks. Access to mental health services is still a big issue because too many young people are falling through the cracks. As I told you all, I tap into behavior health, and I see this on an everyday, ages 13 through 18, unable to access the support they need due to the barriers like cost, stigma, and lack of resources. But we need to do better and better, make it plain and be simple, because they're relying on us. They need that support system. But what it takes is for us to basically get down and get dirty. Family, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get to work. Let us break down these barriers. Let us have those tough conversations where we can create a world where our young ones can thrive mentally and emotionally. Now, as I'm saying these things, I recognize it's not easy. But hey, nothing worth fighting for is ever easy, right? Now, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the mental health stigma and the importance of self-care. Because I think that's the beginning of what leads into us being able to help thrive mentally and emotionally. It's time to shine a light on the challenges we face and the steps we can take to prioritize our well-being. So first up, mental health stigma. We've all heard the stories, seen the headlines, and the shame, the judgment, the fear of being labeled crazy or weak. But let me tell you something. Stigma is more than just words. It's a barrier to healing, a roadblock. On a path of recovery. And the worst part, it's everywhere. It's in our workplaces, it's in our schools, it lurks in our communities. But don't despair, my Rough Riders. There's hope. Again, there's the you and there's the me, and there's a power of conversation. You know what? I encourage people, as I do with on my show, and sharing your experiences. I share mine all the time. Because sharing your experiences and by speaking against stigma, we can chip away at the power and create a world where mental health is met with compassion and condemnation. That's important. So let's talk about that self-care. In a world that prioritizes productivity over well-being, it's easy to neglect ourselves in the pursuit of success. But the truth is, folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's survival. And a lot of us are in survival mode. It's about filling up our cup so you can pour out into others. And that comes from being that purpose-driven or having that purpose-driven life so you can be purposeful for others. It's about saying no when you need to and setting boundaries and honoring your own needs. I'm going to say that again because I know some of y'all missed it and some of y'all are needing to tune into it. When we're talking about self-care, it's in a world that prioritizes productivity over well-being, it's easy to neglect ourselves in a pursuit of success. But the truth of the matter is, self-care is not selfish. It's survival. It's about filling up your own cup so you can pour, hear me now, pour into others. You're purpose-driven, so be purposeful for others. That's what our purpose is. It's about saying no when you need to. It's about setting boundaries. Boundaries is big, 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 big. And honoring your own needs. And let's not forget about self-compassion. Because in a world that's quick to criticize and compare, it's essential to cultivate kindness towards others. We have to we need to start treating ourselves with the same empathy and understanding we offer to a friend in need. So let me say that again. It's about treating ourselves with the same empathy and understanding we would offer to a friend in need. So how do we do that? How do we integrate self-care daily into our lives? Well, it's about finding out what works for you. Whether it's a morning prayer, morning meditation, a daily walk, or simply take a moment to breathe. It's about making self-care a non-negotiable. Let me say that part again. It's about making self-care non-negotiable. A non-negotiable part of your routine. Not just when you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, depressed, aggravated, frustrated, pissed off, but as a proactive measure to maintain your mental and emotional well-being. But hey, sometimes self-care isn't enough. Sometimes we need a little extra support. And that's where therapy and treatment come in. Now here we go. I know y'all thinking therapy, that's for crazy people, right? Well, that's wrong. Therapy is for anyone and everyone. Those who want to improve their mental health, plain and simple. There are so many different types of therapy. Now, I know we're all used to the traditional in the office, lay on the couch type aspect of thinking, but there's cognitive behavior therapy, there's dialectical behavior therapy, there's mindfulness-based therapy, and the list goes on. And the best part, there is something for everyone, no matter what you're struggling with. But here's the catch. Accessing mental health care isn't always easy either. From cost to stigma, to the lack of providers, there are plenty of barriers standing in our way. But don't lose hope, people. Family, there are resources out here, such as online therapy platforms, peer support groups, community clinics. These can help us bridge the gap and connect you and all of us with the support we need. But we have to start by breaking down those barriers, by prioritizing our well-being. And in doing so, we can create a world where mental health is seen as a priority, not an afterthought. A priority. It takes time to take care of ourselves. Rough Riders, you're worth it. All right, I know I'm diving deep into the digital. I'm going to dive deep into the digital aspect, but let me step back. Because as I'm leading into my next discussion, I emphasize that our youth and as our adult, our young adults and in our adulthood and dealing with social media and being in the era of the AI intelligence and all the things that are coming to fruition as far as technology as a whole, people now utilizing more and more online interviews, Zoom, seminars, consultations, there's online therapy platforms. So utilize these things. And I say that because as I'm diving deep into the digital world, and I want to speak on how that impacts our mental health. And it stems from our relationships with technology to the role of social media. We're going to break it all down so you can navigate these digital landscapes with mindfulness and intentionality. I want to start by acknowledging, though, the positive aspects of digital technology first. It's brought us closer together. Come on now, y'all from the sandbox, from high school, from youth, from moving across the world, from region to region, from state to state, from culture to culture, we're connecting us with loved ones across the globe. And we're providing endless opportunities for learning and growth. But let's not ignore those negative aspects of this. The constant bombardment of notifications. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to tell you, after a while, it becomes so consuming. It's annoying. It's frustrating. And it's what creates the pressure to curate a perfect online persona. That addictive nature of scrolling through endless feeds. So let's talk about social media. As I stated, on one hand, that platform is a connection, is the connection and the community, a place where we can share our stories and find support. But on the other hand, it could be a breeding ground for comparison, insecurity, and fueling feelings of inadequacy. And my favorite is FOMO. That fear of missing out. But fear not. Rough Riders, there is hope. By cultivating mindless and intentionality in our online interactions, we can reclaim our control over our digital lives. But it's about setting boundaries. And setting boundaries by taking breaks and being mindful of how our online habits impact our mental health being. And focus on that reclaim. It's important. It's about setting boundaries, taking breaks when needed, and being mindful of how our online habits impact our mental well-being. Now, in all of what I've discussed with you all, I think the biggest thing for me is having a means of intervention and prevention. And with that being said, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about crisis intervention and suicide prevention. Because in mental health, especially in our community and our culture, we have a lot of people that are suffering in silence and a high suicide rate that we don't even tap into. And that is something that's really a heavy topic, but it needs to be addressed head on. I want to start by dispelling some myths and misconceptions about suicide, because it's not just a cry for attention and it's not inevitable, but suicide is a complex issue with no easy answers. But one thing's for sure, it is preventable. But it's just how do we recognize the warning signs of a mental health crisis and offer support to those in need? And again, I'm tying this into mental health awareness because this is a big uncommunicated, not revealed, hidden behind, silently suffered topic. And I want to tap into it because I do have close friends of mine, as well as people you all have seen in the industry that have committed suicide. And yet a lot of times what we don't recognize is those smiling people. If you all remember that old song, Smiling Faces, but they were talking about backstabbers. I get it. But it's just the facade of seeing a face and not knowing what somebody's really going through behind that smile. You know, a lot of times people are so strong in their situations that they don't know how to deal with what's going on with them, whether it's depression, whether it's, you know, mental health to its entirety. And the only way they cope with it, and I'm going to get into coping mechanisms and coping skills as well, is to be what everybody expects them to be. Let's be real. To smile through everything, to be strong always, to never let anybody see what's behind that smile, or to present the cover versus allowing people to read the pages, right? But how do we recognize those warning signs of mental health crisis and offer support to those in need? I think it starts with education, knowing the signs and symptoms of depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. You see, from there, it's about reaching out, offering a listening ear, and connecting them with professional help when needed, when it's recognized. But let's not forget about community-based approaches to suicide prevention as well, because there are peer support networks and crisis hotlines and grassroots initiatives that provide lifelines in those crises. But again, we have to be able to know the signs and symptoms to help them reach those opportunities. Make sure that you're listening to that person. You know, not some of us at times, we like to talk, we don't hear. And when you're listening, you're not receiving. You got to focus on that conversation, because that's a lot of times what we're missing. Sometimes that cry for help is right there, but you got to sometimes read between the lines. You got to listen closer, put your ear to the ground type, so to speak. You know, as these people are dealing with different aspects of mental health, there are aspects of help, and as I was just speaking of, that we can recognize. Because a lot of times, coping mechanisms is what helps people to survive. So we all have them, those little tricks and techniques we turn to when life gets tough. But here's the thing. Coping isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. It's about building a toolbox of coping skills. We have to adapt to different situations and prioritize our mental well-being. And from mindfulness practices to create outlets, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to coping, y'all. It's not one way to do it. It's not one way to understand it. It's about finding out what works for you and make it a part of your daily routine. We have to figure out, and I have to go back and say, through everything that I am sharing and everything I'm speaking on is coming from my own perspective. Oh, let me get my disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, although I'm working on some things that'll come out soon. But however, I'm giving you a perspective on Riley, the Red Pill's own understanding and tapping into our community and things I recognize and how I want to help our communities. So you don't have to, you can agree or to disagree, and you don't have to agree at all, but hopefully I'm sharing and tuning you in, you all into what is actually transpiring as a culture as a whole and how we can help, again, our communities and our culture. The thing is, and I emphasize on all the time, y'all know I used to speak about villages, but we are stronger in numbers. We're stronger together. We're stronger when we create and support each other. Family, when we come together to support mental health initiatives in our communities, we create a real change. Whether it's volunteering, fundraising, or simply just raising awareness, there's a role for all of us to play in promoting mental health awareness. We simply just have to take action. We take action and we make a difference. But we have to do it together so that we can create a world where mental health is seen as a priority, not an afterthought. A priority. So that we remember that we're not just helping others, but we're not alone. We're in this together, y'all. And together we can make a difference. It's a journey that has been a long time coming. It's one that we're constantly going to have in the forefront. It's one that we have to continue to speak about. It's one that we have to help others recognize. It's one we have to recognize. We're stronger together. And when we come together to support mental health initiatives in our communities, we create the change. When it comes from, again, tapping into self-care and then going into understanding therapy in every aspect of therapy. You guys, therapy is not when it's at the worst times. Therapies can be at the best times. Therapy is needed all the time, if you ask me. You have to be able to have an outlet, a means of understanding in life and for whatever you're doing. May it be a job decision. May it be a marital decision. May it be raising your children decision. May it be just self-care. In every aspect of your life, you need some understanding, and understanding and conditioning the mindset and being able to encourage yourself and being purpose-driven and purposeful all relates to therapy. Get the help you need. Don't be scared of it. And don't look at yourself as being weak. That can't stand that word. I'm going to tell you right now. When it comes to the being of being sensitive or people at different levels of themselves and in life and as a whole, you know, we're all different. We're all built to work together in different aspects of life. We're not all the same, you know? Just like I use the analogy of a workplace. If you hire somebody as a receptionist, don't expect them to do administrative duties or be administrative assistant. There's a difference in that understanding. A reception takes on the job in terms of understanding I'm receiving phone calls, I'm greeting people, I'm escorting people, I'm giving direction from a position that I'm up front. An administrative assistant delves into that next step of the conversation with people, the guidance of people, being able to give some direction from delegation from her upper, the higher ups. So it's receptionist, administrative assistant, executive assistant. You have your administrator or your director, your junior director, all those steps. So things, those levels that I'm speaking of as in the workplace, is just the same in how you deal with people in your life. Take the word weak out your vocabulary. I can't stand that word. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I can't stand it. Because I don't think anybody is weak. They have weaknesses. And we all do. We have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. Is that not a question? And again, I use my analogy of the workplace. Is it not one of the questions you're asked in the interview or on a questionnaire? How many times are you asked that question? So don't judge people. Don't dismiss people. Don't call people weak. Because in reality, I don't think none of y'all are any better than the next person. We all are this. We're not perfect in the eyes of God. And we're all created differently because we're here to balance each other. If we utilize that mindset, then together we can create a world where mental health, life as a whole, is seen as a priority, not an afterthought. And remember, you're not alone. Because when we're working together, we're in this together, we are together, and we can make a difference. I want to give some positive affirmations to carry on with you in your journeys. Some of the things that I share in my daily day, as I wake up each and every morning, of course, I start off with prayer, you guys. Because God is the forefront in everything that we do. If we put Him first in everything that we have an understanding with, our lives will be made plain. You have to keep in mind that God knew you before you knew yourself. He had a plan in mind. We deviate from that plan when we decide to do what we want to do. There lies why we always have confusion going on. Why this relationship ain't working? Why this person acting this kind of way? Why am I put in a position where I have to deal with so much frustration, so much pain, so much financial situation? All of these things is because a lot of times we're putting ourselves in our own way and not allowing it to be the flow of the life that it was provided for us. But if I can encourage you, as I continue to try to do in each and every conversation that I give you, think of yourself in this way. You are worthy of love and support. So for me, I say I am worthy of love and support. I am resilient. I can overcome any challenge. My mental health matters, and I deserve to prioritize my well-being. You know, I'm not defined by my struggles, my ups and downs, the things that I feel as though I fail at. I am only defined by my strength, how I overcome, how I make it through, what I have to do. Being strong is not always having muscle. A lot of y'all walk around with that alpha mentality. I've been told I come in with big dick energy. Hey, I'm a female, but I have big dick energy. Okay, I'm cool with that. But at sometimes a lot of people are intimidated by that kind of energy. I think intimidation also comes from, especially because that was stated by a man to me, I think it comes from the fact that a lot of times people see the confidence that I have in myself. My aura is very strong. I don't deny it. I don't try to push it down. I don't try to weigh it down. I will allow it to be what it is to be. I'm not coming in to make anyone inferior, and I'm not trying to intimidate, but I bring great energy in anything and everything that I do, because guess what? My motto daily, outside of those things that I share with you, are any day above ground is a great day. I am blessed to be here. The opportunity that God gave me another day is a great day. I have struggled, but I've made it through my struggles. It's a great day. I am still struggling, but I'm allowing myself to sit back and humble myself. Humbly I come, because I know that it's already manifested for me, and I make it a great day. I am worthy of love and support. I am resilient, and I can overcome any challenge. My mental health, it matters, and I deserve to prioritize my well-being. I am not defined by my struggles. I'm defined by my strength. So family, I tell you to keep fighting a good fight. And everything you do, don't give up. If I can encourage you each and every opportunity I get, don't give up. It may not look like it's working out for the good right now, but trust me, it is. Don't look at somebody else that may have started when you started. And they may be at a different level that you are at. They may have exceeded in the ways that you want to see yourself succeed. Don't look at that and get discouraged, because baby, understandably, your path is created differently. Listen to what I'm saying. Your path is created differently. You thinking about what they doing and you want to be in their shoes, and you want to wonder why I'm not where I need to be, because you ain't supposed to be there yet. It ain't your time. Your time is coming. And baby, when it does, you better be ready. That's the key part about it, though. Right there, that part right there. Are you ready for the power that is within you to be released? and see yourself at the full potential? Are you ready to see everything that you've asked for to be manifested? Because for me, the unknown is the scariest part. And that's the only fear I have in life is God. The unknown is the scariest part. And being prepared for what he's going to lead you into and seeing all the things that you've prayed for come to fruition, baby, that's power. Power. And you got to be ready for that. So continue to be strong. Fight the good fight. Hold on. Come humbly. Bow down. Take that pride out the way. Stay resilient. Remember, you are not alone. You are not alone. As I shared my thoughts of my affirmations I give every day. When I'm worthy of love and support, no matter what challenges you may face, that's key. My mental health matters. I'm deserving of compassion and understanding. That's the key. I am resilient and I have the strength to overcome any obstacles that come my way. I refuse to suffer in silence. I am worthy of speaking up and seeking help when I need it. I'm going to say that again. Refuse to suffer in silence. Speak up because you're worthy. Seek help when you need it. You are not alone in your struggles. There is a community of support. And they ready. They ready, y'all. They ready. I know y'all like where they at. They right there. But you have to allow yourself to receive them. You have to say, it's okay to not to be okay. And I know that this person is in position to help me. I'm okay to receive help. Let me deny myself before God because God's going to make a way for me to understand my path and my journey. He's going to make a way for me to be able to overcome all my fears and my frustrations. Let me give y'all a prime example. Have you ever been somewhere and you wonder why someone that you did not know can speak on things that you are going through? That's God. You see, we're all aligned for a purpose for somebody and for something. And you may not know, you may encounter that person for only a moment, but that moment is going to stay on your mind. There's a community of support ready to lift you up and to walk alongside you. But you have to be open and willing to do so. I know I gave y'all a lot today, and this is only the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm tapping into trying to have more conversations with you all on my show because this is my passion, y'all. Riley loves having the conversations I do with my guests always, but being able just to talk directly to you all and share the things that go on our everyday because y'all my family. I may not know you personally. I may not ever see you, but if you're listening to my show, I thank you because you are allowing me to come through the radio waves and be able to share with you some of the things that we second guess and we don't ever talk about. I'm your educator. I'm your motivator. I'm your inspirator. I'm your listener. I'm your provider. And I'm your family. And that's what Reality the Red Pills platform is created for. Now, let me say this. In addition, I have to talk to my black men because I love y'all. There is nothing like a black, beautiful man. I don't care if you was a hustler. I don't care if you was a lawyer. I don't care if you was incarcerated. I don't care if you were a doctor. Each and every one of my brothers is a powerful man of God. And each and every one of my brothers is a beautiful black man. So to my brothers out there, especially my black brothers, know that I see you. I see you, baby. I hear you and I love you. In a world that often denies your voice, know that you are not alone. Your struggles are valid and your stories, they matter. See, I'm trying to build this community and this culture where together we break the silence surrounding mental health in our communities. And that creates a space where all men, women, and children feel empowered to seek help and support. I want y'all to know, from me to you, you are not alone. You are loved. You are strong. Y'all, I was watching The Help. I love that she said that, even though it was to a white child, and I have no problem with that. But you are kind. You are beautiful. And in my adding to that, you are not alone. You are loved. Stay strong. Stay resilient. And know that together, we can create a world where mental health is prioritized and stigma is shattered. It's important. Key factors of who we are. Tap into your grassroots initiatives, your hotlines, your online therapy support sessions. Those of you that have the ability to use your insurance, tap into your insurance. And some of you all don't even realize that you can get mental health support through your workplace. Tap into that. Those of y'all, what is that company called? It slips my mind, y'all. Legal Aid, I believe. I believe Legal Aid. If I'm mistaken, somebody will correct me, and I'll let y'all know on my next show. Legal Aid has an aspect where you can tap into being able to talk to counselors, therapists, etc., to get the help you need. Tap in your resources. There's free counseling out here. Those of you all that are seeking support and help from the government as well, there's help for that. Those of you all that are incarcerated, there's assistance for that. Tap into your resources. It's important. But those of you all that, if you're consider yourself a friend, for our family members, for those extended family members, all of the above, be mindful. Be mindful of each other. Tap into the well-being of each other. But you know what the biggest thing is? Let me say this. Be accountable for somebody as well as yourself. Be accountable for yourself, yes. But be accountable for somebody. Help them tap into themselves. Y'all don't know. When I go back to, and again, speaking on one of my shows previously, when we tap into the accountability, right? Y'all don't know, just asking somebody, are you okay, means a lot. That means a lot. Y'all, try it. Even ask yourself, when you wake up in the morning, are you okay? Look in the mirror. Are you okay? Because it's okay to not be okay. I know society gives you this ill feel of a persona that you need to put up for a front for everybody else. Stop worrying about society. Stop worrying about what people think, y'all. That ain't even important. I thought that was dead and gone anyway. But it's not. Because as the generations and generations continue to come, with social media being as it is and being in the public eye, such as myself, you got to be a face for something. It puts you in the mindset to care about what people think. In reality, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. All you have to do is be the best you that you are in yourself. You ain't got to be nothing different. You don't have to be nothing you don't want to be. But that's when you tap into the you and you. Like I tell you all the time, my motto is, we are the stars and make the stars. You always shine bright like a diamond, but you have to recognize it within yourself. Take the time to know you. Take the time and see what works for yourself. For Riley, it's stepping outside the box. I love being outside the box, y'all. I do not like being boxed in. I don't like doing the norm. I like doing things that I can learn from, things that I can challenge myself, things that are creative. Tap into those things. Step outside the box sometimes. Humble yourself. Focus on yourself. Have fun with yourself. A lot of times things don't work out because we have the fear of ourselves. Getting to know yourself could change a lot of things. Sometimes you might not even like your damn self. You wonder why people don't like you. Why don't you try that first? Try looking at yourself, getting to know yourself, and seeing yourself. So that you can be able to sustain relationships. You be able to grow past the, and I don't like to say this because I don't believe in it, generational curses. So that you could be all you want to be. Without the fear of thinking about what other people may think. I ain't got time, y'all. I could care less what you think about me. I can care less that you talk about me. I can care less that you put me in your mindset. If you don't have anything positive to say, don't come my way. Hey, if a lot of us thought like that, we'd be a lot better off. But when y'all get in tune with, oh, they think I'm this, they think I'm that, they're going to judge me because of this, they're going to judge me because of that. Hell, I've been through so much. Come on now. I done been through the judgment calls. I done been through what people think and what people still do think. I have been through the experiences that I shouldn't have experienced. I was experiencing those things because I got in my own way. I've been through relationships that I wasn't supposed to be in. Because I thought that was the man for me. I thought she was the friend for me. Not in a relationship aspect, y'all. Because I'm strictly dickly. So, I love me a man. That's it. But I'm talking about those girlfriendships. You know, your besties and your friends. That you thought they was friends. You'll find out soon enough. They ain't your friends. They got more jealousy and envy over you than your own enemies. And that's sad. One of the things, getting into your workplace, and I had a team meeting just recently that I spoke with my team on, is that the saddest part about our culture and our community is that we tear ourselves down. And in working in healthcare, which is a predominantly women run business, Black women continue to tear each other down. And that's the worst thing in the world. You guys walking into your workplace where you're more concerned about your employee, when you have other concerns about how your family is doing, about what else you need to be doing, about your education, whatever else you're pursuing in life. And the only thing you can focus on is the gossip that goes on at work. Something wrong. We need to stop. And again, every opportunity I get, I'm encourage y'all. Y'all see a sister, say something to her of encouragement. Give her some good affirmations. Share the shine. We are important to each other. We need each other. We are here to help each other. If we focus more on that, we will be a better community, a better culture. But I just don't understand what it takes. I don't understand why we have to be here. I don't understand why we can't help each other. And I'm going to tell you this. If you got some reasons why, DM me. Riley the Red Pill on every platform you can think of. Let's talk about it. I'll share it on my show. Riley the Red Pill, just like it sounds, on every platform. Like me on each and every platform. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Threads. Yeah, Threads is a new thing. Tap in. Talk to me. Share your thoughts. It's all important to me because you matter to me. Make sure that you tune in each and every day. Look, I ain't even talking about week just for myself. This is how I give back to my family. Rough Riders has some great DJs, y'all. I'm not just saying that because I'm on this platform, but I do love my family. Tune in to our DJs, our podcast shows, each and every day, all day long. We got something that you want to hear, something you need to listen to, conversations needed to be had. If you don't have the app, download the app. But you can hear Rough Riders on every platform that you listen to music and podcast on. Tune in, just ask for the Rough Riders app. I'm sorry, the Rough Riders on each platform that you listen to. Just tap into us. We have some great things coming up. If you are in the New York area, Yonkers, come on out. Juneteenth, we are doing a big celebration. I will be there to celebrate. I can't wait to see my Rough Rider family. I'm tapping into our Rough Riders out here in the Atlanta area. And yes, I am Atlanta based. If you have content, new artists, or just want to have a conversation with me, DM me on all my platforms, specifically Instagram. Your material, your content, your discussion. I do have some great people that I'm going to be talking to coming up soon. I just wanted to take an opportunity for these current months just to have a conversation with you, because these are genuine topics that are constantly on my mind and that I like to focus on. And when I'm in that moment of understanding things that need to have a one-on-one discussion, or I want to share, that's just the opportunity that I give to do so. I just pray that I'm encouraging you along the way. What's new for Riley? I do have some upcoming more films coming out. You'll be able to see me again soon on film. I've been taking a sabbatical for a moment just to get some of my life balance together. A lot of people have asked me, how do you get into the acting industry? It's simple. You have to make sure that you focus on your passion. One area at a time. I'm going to be the first. I'm going to be the biggest and first one to say that. Because I'm always trying to put all my eggs together. Not in one basket, but trying to figure them out in the carton, if you will. Align them accordingly. And it doesn't work all the time, because I have to learn to put one thing at a time in the forefront. But as far as acting, I always tell people the biggest way to have an introductory into acting is to set yourself up on Actors Access. Go ahead and pay that $69 for the month. For the year. And set it up accordingly. I will tell you this. All the major executive producers, writers, casters. And I say casters, speaking of people that are the ones responsible for casting, tap into Actors Access. Kudos to Actors Access. I do a commercial Actors Access. Let me know. But tap into Actors Access. Set up your profile. Work through it accordingly. Whatever that particular casting call is looking for. If you need to do a monologue, make sure you do those monologues effectively. Work at your craft. Work in your craft. Be creative. You know, it takes you to be the best you. You know, so don't, whatever they're asking for, be specifically, whatever they're asking for specifically, be specific and apply accordingly. If you follow me on Instagram or any other platform, you will see that I always will post any casting calls that I'm familiar with or suggestions, etc. So you can always see those on my page as well if I can help with content. As far as if you are a producer or you are an actress and you have material, if I can support you in any way, DM me. I will, you know, encourage you or educate you of those that, you know, that I've tapped into and resources that you can use. So I always share the shine. I have no problem with that. So I'm here for that aspect of the business. Radio, as far as radio, Rough Riders, we're always looking for new content. We're always looking for new shows. please email info@roughriders.com. All of your material, intro letters specifically of who you are, what you're trying to do, your creative work in terms of if you are podcast, doing radio host, if you're a DJ, whatever the case may be, make sure you make it specific. info@roughriders.com. Send your content there. They'll reach out to you. We love to have you with the family. I can't thank you all enough for tuning in to Riley the Red Pill. This has been a long time coming. Excuse me. One of my biggest passions is being able to have conversations where we talk about us, the realism in what life is, dealing with the everyday, and making a purpose. It's important for me to educate you and to be a part of your lives. This is a platform that's created for such. And as I continue to grow and continue to have conversations with each and every one of you all, I thank you in the process. I'm very grateful and I come humbly. Tune in to Riley the Red Pill each and every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. here on Rough Riders Radio, where we make it a platform for the you and you. After all, we are the stars that make the stars. You always going to shine because you're bright like a diamond. I thank you all for tuning in. I will be back at it. I know that I told you all that I would have CC's second show this week. I had to tap into this mental health awareness. I will make sure that you all hear that second show. If you haven't heard it before, we do have the ability to, you can hear shows on our platform or reruns, of our previous shows on our Rough Riders platform, so you can tap in there. But I will bring that second show to you all, I promise. But I also have other guests that will be speaking on various topics that we have to tap into. And sometimes my show is just for journey stories and testimonies that people want to share, because I find it important to do so. Y'all are important to me, so I'm going to share the shine back. So definitely, I haven't forgotten. I love you, CC. I thank you for being on my show. That's my girl, y'all. And, as I spoke about those of you all that are reaching out to me in regards to acting, again, I will help you tap into the resources that you need to be able to get to where you want to go to. Hopefully, it will lead you along the way. I want to say this. Background is not easy. Okay, there's a lot of hard work that's put into that. And I know CC and I tapped into that. It's not easy. It's a lot of hard work to put into it. So you have to be very passionate about that craft. Don't think that everything that shines is good, because it's not. Tap into roles that you know that you can do well. Don't try to take every role that you see, because you can't do everything. Trust me, you can't. But tap into those roles that you find that work to the benefit of your character, of your ability, and of your creativity. All right? I love y'all. And I thank y'all for being here. Have a good night. And thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you all next week.
You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated. Innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Riley, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.